winning games and letting them sing on the way home, probably. That always helps. But, you know, no one's ever ostracised. No one ever is left to sit on their own. You know, people quickly talk to them and ingratiate them into their little groups, and then they have a group themselves, the lads, a WhatsApp group. They're all pretty active on that as well, so I think they're made to feel at home quite quickly, you know.
Because it can be quite intimidating, a dressing room, especially if you're a young lad and you've signed quite a few young lads, to come into that environment can be quite, not hostile, but different, unusual.
Well, I mean, that's one of the arts of management in it, you know, and the staff here really to make people feel welcome and valued. And I think, you know, if people feel valued, they're definitely going to work better. And, you know, we let everyone have their own opinion, and we listen to their opinions, and we try and take on board, you know, their needs. I mean, it's difficult because we haven't got a great deal of facilities. I think sometimes how poor the facilities are can sometimes, in a perverse way, work in your favour, because it can get a bit of a siege mentality and a little bit of a we'll show them mentality. And our players have been doing that for years.
There's no mollycoddling here at Accrington Stanley. There never has been, has there, with you and Jimmy?
No, not really. But, you know, we're never afraid to put our arm around people if they need it. And, you know, the support network here is probably better than most clubs. And you've only got to ask Billy Keith for that. People are treated like human beings here. And first and foremost, we treat them like men. And, you know, we expect them to reciprocate the treatment that they're given.
Is it any surprise that you've had 3 clean sheets, 3 wins in a row, when you've got suddenly got extra competition for places, everybody just seems to maybe up their game? Does that come as a surprise when you've got these extra resources?
Well, I just think we'd had a chat with them, and we'd had a couple of chats with them, and when we were on that bad run, and we asked people to step up to the mark, and we didn't, the players didn't. I think it was a case of that the players needed to have a wake-up call and realise what was going to happen to the season if they didn't snap out of it. And we're not out of the woods yet. Like, you can say we're on a great run because we've won 3 on the spin and haven't conceded. We've still only took 9 points out of 7 games. You can flip that over and say that's not a good enough return if you're going to get promoted. So we've got to up them stats. And the only way you up them stats is by winning games.
How big a test will Port Vale be on Saturday?
Every game's probably similar. In our league, you know, a lot of teams play a direct game and they get up to a big fella up front and play off them, and it's effective.
Well, they've got Tom Pope still there, haven't they?
They've got Tom Pope, but they've got good players around him as well. And that's where the problem lies. And, you know, you've always got to be at your best in your game. And when we're good, we're very good. We've shown in December that, you know, we can have our frailties as well, but that's something that we've got to iron out. But what we've got to do is we've got to try and make it harder for Port Vale than what they make it for us. And that's no mean feat. You know, they are a good side. They're a big club. They'll bring a great following here on Saturday. So it should be a good game. Neil Aspin's turned the fortunes around with the rest of his coaching staff, and, you know, one of them, Gary Brabham, myself and Jimmy know really well, he's from our neck of the woods. They've had a great result when they beat Luton 4-0, and they'll want to snap out of the last couple where he only took a point out of the next 2 games. So every game poses its own problems, and everyone's capable of beating each other. You know, you only have to see that with Chesterfield beating Luton last week. So we know we've got to be at our best, and we'll try to be at our best.